All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick down here in Houston. And coach, before we get to this game, you're proud to be 10-1. You know, after that Dallas game, heard what you said about your team. You guys played well in all three phases.
Yeah, it was. You know, Dallas is a good football team. They do a lot of things well, and you know, I thought our guys really, you know, fought from the beginning to the end, made enough plays to win, and it does it. So it's good to be 10-1.
Been managing some bumps and bruises. I know Marcus Cannon was sick last week. You had a couple other guys go down this week, so it'll have been tough to play in the middle of the week. How'd the week go? How'd your Thanksgiving go?
Oh, good. Good. I think things you know, came around a little bit at the end of the week, so we'll see how it all comes together today. But, you know, I think we'll be ready to go.
A couple things on tape. Guy like Landon Roberts starting to pop for you a little bit on offense. Good blocking. Maybe you're going to get a chance to throw him the football here coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, maybe. They wouldn't be looking for that. Landon's done a good job for us. You know, a position where we've lost a couple guys with Devlin and Yock. So you know, it's good to have another good blocker out there in short-yarded situations, things like that.
Consistency at that point and also with the offensive line. After looking at the tape, how'd Isaiah doing, being back for the first time in a long time?
Good. Yeah, it was great to have Isaiah back. And, you know, hopefully we can string some weeks together with, you know, consistent group up front there. And, you know, get our timing and execution a little bit better.
Houston, real familiar team with you guys. Seems like we play them all the time. Romeo's there, two guys that aren't there. J.J. Watt, we haven't played against him before because of injuries, but, of course, Clowney not there. How different are they? And I know Merciless starts up front with them.
Yeah, it's quite different without those two guys. They're both pretty disruptive. But, you know, it's a solid group. They're very good at linebacker with McKinney, Cunningham, and then Merciless and Scarlett, as you mentioned. So they're a strong group. They're well coached, and you know, they're a smart football team. They play good situational football. So, you know, we'll have to try to string some good plays together, make a mistake against them, and they can make you pay for it.
You've coached against Billy for a while now. When you look at Watson on film, is this starting to become his team? It looked like, I know he's had Hoyer, I know he's had Osweiler, I've had Watson before, but how does it look like he's playing?
Good. Yeah, they've definitely put an element of their offense in for Watson with read zone and some of the passing game are things that you know, features his good arm and, you know, ability to get outside the pocket.
You look at him too, you know, adding Stills gives him another layer out there. You had Hopkins, of course. You know, we didn't see Fuller, you know, he was hurt last time, but the speed he has on the outside, the trade they made to help bolster the line, pretty powerful, speedy offense.
Yeah, they're a very explosive offense. They're both their backs, Hyde and Johnson, are good. The receivers that you mentioned, Fells is giving them some plays at tight end. So they have a well-balanced group and a lot of guys can make some plays. They're hard to defend.
Tough break for Nick Folk. He goes down. Seems like here we go, another kicker. You like what you saw. I know you worked the kid out, but you know, it's going to give him a go with him.
Yeah, right. We'll kick Forbath today and yeah, see how it goes. Take it week to week.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight against Houston Texans. Get to 11-1. Stay ahead of the pack, man. Go get them.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Thank you.
All right. Let's throw back up to Beetle at Splitsville.